In the 1920s, the Cristero War in Mexico led to waves of immigration to the United States. It was a religious conflict between a secularizing revolutionary state and a stubborn episcopal hierarchy in Mexico, unwilling to accept constitutional restrictions on its role in Mexican society. The war quickly became a popular conflict and engulfed large swaths of the center and central western regions of the country. Many families fled the violence and settled in the United States, a majority in California and Chicago. But many others with family connections in the Northwest settled in the rich agricultural lands of eastern Washington and Oregon. Then came World War II, with another influx of migrant labor. The Bracero program from 1942 to 1964 offered temporary work status for millions of Mexican guest workers because the draft had resulted in labor shortages in the United States. Many of those workers stayed and can trace their residence to the early and mid-20th century. The Bracero program also drew Latino-Latina populations from groups that had previously settled in the Southwest, Colorado, Utah, Texas, and Wyoming. There's this image of migratory patterns that in many ways are connected to the watershed events of the early 20th century, such as the Mexican Revolution and the social turmoil in Mexico in the 1920s. The larger story is one of a tightly knit history of immigration and settlement that is directly connected to regional conflicts in Mexico, as well as global conflicts, such as World War II, that have resulted in well-established Latino-Latina communities that have made the Pacific Northwest the wonderfully rich and diverse region that it is today. With such a large number of immigrant families, particularly in agricultural production in the region, this history is important to preserve and to share. Braceros were also subject to vitriolic racism and unfair labor practices. While the very labor they provided was essential to maintain a healthy and functioning agricultural sector in the years during World War II and beyond, in our current global historical moment, we see a redoubling of the reinforcement of exclusionary mechanisms like borders. The conflicts that have been caused by policies and politics emanating from the global north have produced massive refugee populations, and the fires of racism, nativism, and Islamophobia have been stoked at home and in Europe. We need look no further than the current administration's dehumanizing rhetoric regarding Central American migrants and Syrian refugees to get a sense of the callous nativism that underpins current immigration policy. These nativist sentiments are, as the history indicates, not entirely new. Of course, we know that society, on the whole, is enriched by greater diversity, racial, ethnic, and gender, and that this contributes to a greater diversity of thought. As lifelong learners, we benefit from a wider variety of ideas.